USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working-class folks who are white and black, and the black community. And high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
Biden was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Another ugly day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down as much as 900 points. All three major stock indexes lower. COVID-19 coronavirus concerns continuing to spook investors. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Officials of Molson Coors say the gunman who killed five employees at its Milwaukee brewery yesterday before apparently killing himself was an active brewery worker at the time. Earlier, police had said he had been fired early in the day. The Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. President Trump talks to the nation about the threat from coronavirus, saying he and the administration will do whatever is necessary to keep people protected. He also says he's ready to spend whatever is needed. The White House originally requested $2.5 billion. Some lawmakers are calling for up to $8 billion.
Congress is talking to us about funding, and we're getting far more than what we asked for. And I guess the best thing to do is take it. We'll take it.
Still, the president says, given travel restrictions that have been in place for some time, the risk to Americans is low. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lynching is becoming a federal hate crime. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both.
Actress Lori Loughlin is asking for a delay in setting a trial date over charges in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. The Full House star and her husband filing the motion after new evidence turned up showing the ringleader of the admissions scam claims federal investigators badgered him into lying. The evidence emerged in the case of another parent being prosecuted. Notes taken from the phone of the scam's mastermind suggest that he told his clients they were paying donations to schools and not bribes, as prosecutors claim. And astronomers say a mini moon the size of a car is orbiting the Earth. The astronomers in Tucson discovered what they say is an asteroid. They say it's about 6 to 11 feet across. Its orbit leads them to believe it entered the Earth's orbit around 3 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.